Hello and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, November 29th. U.S. equity markets all higher today, with the Dow Jones up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 1.3%, and the NASDAQ up 1.9%. All sectors in positive territory, led by software, biotechs, trucking, and managed care. Pharmaceuticals, entertainment, and airlines lagged. Treasuries mostly weaker, with the 10-year moving back above 1.5%. Gold mostly unchanged, whereas Bitcoin was up. Crude also up, though still down from the 13% sell-off on Friday. As expected, Omicron stole most of the attention today as we head into the holiday season. However, there really wasn't much in the way of incremental data on the new variant over the weekend, something we may not see materialize for a couple of weeks. Still, even in the absence of any hardline data, underlying sentiment on Wall Street seems to be this variant will hopefully be more mild than other variants, though again, this is largely based off anecdotes. On the vaccine front, a number of media outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, ran stories suggesting vaccine makers are concerned that Omicron will require modifications to current vaccines. That said, in an update to the country, Biden said boosters and more broadly the vaccine is our greatest tool against the new variant. He went on to say the U.S. will not need new shutdowns, something Fauci also echoed. As we noted on Friday, expect more meaningful data in a handful of weeks. Considering the big sell-off on Monday, buy the dip, the other theme getting a lot of attention today. A few factors involved in this sentiment. First, many investors have suggested the sell-off was overdone, considering how little we know of the new variant. Second, there is little appetite domestically for additional restrictions that may impact the economy. This is further highlighted by economists who have highlighted the declining sensitivity of the population to consumer activity around COVID. Third, retail investors again seem to be picking up some of the slack, with an additional $2 billion in retail inflows on Friday. Black Friday headlines were in no short supply, though mostly not all that significant. Takeaways suggest the post-Thanksgiving buying was better than the last year, but still trails the pre-pandemic years. Pulling the lens back a bit, the retail narrative remains mostly intact, or mostly the same, which is to say that most retailers have reported a strong start to Q4 with good consumer demand and thawing supply chain problems. Economic data today includes pending home sales, which surprised to the upside. Buyers are said to be motivated by the prospect of rising rates and fast rising rents. Elsewhere, Dallas Fed November business activity was below consensus. On the energy front, OPEC Plus is delaying two technical meetings to give committees more time to evaluate the impact of Omicron. That said, the full meeting is still scheduled Thursday to decide if they want to proceed with the previously forecasted monthly pattern of increasing daily output by 400,000 barrels per day. A quiet day of corporate news. Twitter got a lot of attention following news that CEO Jack Dorsey was to step down. Its shares ended lower. Moderna's double-digit strength continued after it said that it could have an Omicron vaccine ready by early 2022. To add, the CDC did recommend boosters for all Americans ages 18 and up. Elsewhere, Hertz announced a $2 billion buyback, and Peloton and Lulu disclosed a legal dispute over the former's apparel line. Looking to the rest of the week, be on the lookout for a flurry of Fed speak, including commentary from Jerome Powell himself, November ISM manufacturing data, ADP private payrolls, and the aforementioned OPEC Plus meeting on Thursday. Thank you for joining us for the FactSet Evening Market Recap. We wish you all a wonderful Monday. Cheers.